This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. President Biden's new infrastructure plan is not focused just on repairing roads and bridges. The policy outlined today also called for $10 billion to fund a new civilian climate corps. The jobs program would employ young people on public land projects, including wildfire mitigation. The plan builds on legislation from Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse, who says it will mobilize the next generation of conservation and resilience workers. Ski patrollers at Keystone Resort have voted against unionizing. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The vote was close, with 34 voting in favor of and 35 against, joining the Communications Workers of America. That's according to a report from the Summit Daily. Other Colorado ski patrols moving toward unionizing include workers at Steamboat, Telluride, and Breckenridge, the report says. Organizers say their aim is to secure training and compensation equal to the demands placed on ski patrol. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Parts of the Grizzly Creek Recreation Area east of Glenwood Springs reopens tomorrow. Last fall, the Grizzly Creek fire closed trails, rest areas, and boat ramps near I-70. The blaze burned more than 32,000 acres. The popular Hanging Lake Trail is set to reopen in May with reservations required. That area was mostly spared by the wildfire. 48 in Denver and in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.